92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, with random notes from around the planet.
We have some very real problems in New York State which really need to be addressed. Among them is the deterioration of our roadways, and especially the bridges we cross every day with our cars. Think about this. Every trip across a bridge puts stress on the structure and puts us closer to the collapse of the bridge, which would result in lengthy detours while repair crews deal with rebuilding it, and that could last for months, even years. A recent study done just in Ulster County reported that about half of the county's roadway bridges are made of something called weathering steel, which is perfectly normal and good. But the thing is, in addition to the heavy stress of cars and trucks crossing them every day, all these bridges are subjected to harsh New York weathers with rain and snow and salt products that are put down to make the roads safer for drivers. You've all heard the phrase, salt eats cars. Guess what? It eats bridges too. And the result is that our bridges aren't as safe as they should be. Now, the articles I've read about this say Ulster County managers seem to be eager to strengthen our bridges, but as you would expect, there's a lot of bureaucracy and many counties across the state don't have the funding or manpower to get the job done. And it's a huge problem because every minute puts us closer to disaster. The best bridges should be good for 100 years, but many of the ones we have in Ulster County are pushing close to their centennial birthday, and it could cost several billion dollars to get them up to code now. It becomes a bigger, longer, and more expensive process with every minute that passes.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.